The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Howdy-ho, kitty poos. Welcome to a Wednesday night. It's Tone the Bone in the studios of Tone the Bone, TKR. Get that TKR app. If you love AC/DC, they are celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. They came to an existence in Australia in 1973. But if you love AC/DC, we do a show called Live Wire Wednesday every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. It's going to be kicking off here in about 15 or 20 minutes. It's a full hour of all AC/DC. Tonight we're doing the singles and the B-sides to a lot of the great songs from AC/DC. We get deep. We do a bunch of deep tracks, back tracks, and more with AC/DC. Brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828, 205-682-2828, 8 o'clock live every Wednesday night, a full hour of AC/DC. It's a killer show. I host it. You'll absolutely love it. Kind of a weird death today. Jeff Beck passed away at the age of 78. And Jeff Beck, one of those rock and rollers, if you've been doing classic rock and roll and you've been around since the 60s like I have been, you realize just how instrumental and how incredibly persuasive he was, not only as in techniques and his adventurism, but just the way he played guitar. Rolling Stone voted him in the top five guitarist of all time. But when you look at a guy like Jeff Beck, who a lot of people, millennials and Gen Zers, know him more from playing with Johnny Depp just a few months ago when Johnny was going through that whole Amber Heard debacle, that whole mess. But man, what an incredible pioneer. What a monster of rock, man. I mean, he was a dinosaur. When you talk about just the Yardbirds, when I first got here in 1988, we played a couple of Yardbird songs, but it was just a little too old for us. It was you know, mid to late 60s. And we played a lot of late 60s, 70s, and 80s stuff. But when you look about Eric Clapton, you look at Jimmy Page, you look at Rod Stewart, who is with, before Rod Stewart was anyone, Ron Wood, who was a nobody before he even got in the Rolling Stones, before he played in a Jeff Beck group. John Bon Jovi, he played with Tina Turner, he played with Roger Waters, and he played with Todd Rundgren. I mean, this guy played with everybody. And the reason he played with everybody is because everyone knew he was the shit. I mean, he was the king. He was that good. So while he's not a front man like a Paul McCartney or a Mick Jagger or a Roger Daltrey, dude, rock and roll, classic rock and roll would not be classic rock and roll without Jeff Beck, period. And the fact that he was playing just as recently as a few months ago at the age of 78 should tell you just how much he loved what he did. Won 7 Grammys. If you get a chance and you want to find out just how influential Jeff Beck was, and this is, we're going to be starting a show here on Tony Curry Radio in a couple weeks called Wide Awake Wake. And that is, we're going to celebrate the lives of rock and rollers before they die. For some reason, we have to wait till people die before we realize just how influential, and Christine McVie was one of those prime examples. A lot of people are like, yeah, she was a great piece of Fleetwood Mac. Hell, she wrote 8 of the greatest songs on their greatest hits album. She was Fleetwood Mac. Just because she didn't want to be in front didn't mean she wasn't so instrumental and the most important part of that whole band. And Jeff Beck was like that as well. Just amazing guy. And something I thought was really, really cool was like in the mid to late 70s, he would continually start his own groups, and the people that were in his groups would get super famous and then go off and do their own thing. He would revamp, bring people in, and continue to do his thing. He never wanted the limelight. He's like, you know, thank goodness the Rod Stewarts, the Ron Woods, the Eric Claptons, all these guys go out and do their solo things and they get huge because I don't want to be part of it. I just want to play music. I just want to play my Les Paul and be a happy classic rock and roller. But he will be big time missed. Rest in peace, Jeff Beck. Wow, fantastic rock and roller. Sadly missed. I saw the news. I was just like, ah, dude. And we're going to have so many of these over the next 5 to 10 years. You look at all these fantastic rock and rollers, the Claptons. I don't want to be morbid here, but they're all in their upper 70s, early 80s. It's not going to be good. But we'll celebrate their music forever, and we love that. All right, I got to get going. AC/DC's Live Wire Wednesday. Get the TKR app. If you get an Apple phone, do me a huge favor. It's free. Go to TKR on Apple, the App Store. TKR, you'll see the guitar. Download the app and listen at 8 o'clock tonight and rock your pants off. If you're on Android, search Tony Curry Radio. That's K-U-R-R-E, Tony Curry Radio, TKR. And I promise you, at 8 o'clock tonight, man, you're going to absolutely love the show. Brought to you by the great folks, Kai Gregory, my good friend from Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828 for construction needs or any of the staffing you need. They're right here in Hoover, Alabama. They serve the United States of America just like Tony Curry Radio does. Happy New Year, by the way. I know we're already about 11, 12 days into it, but hope you have a fantastic night. Listen to Tony Curry Radio tonight for our Live Wire Wednesday. And you'll also hear all of our other great shows that we do. They start at 9 o'clock in the morning with Students of the Game. We have a show called Mission Mono with Michael Coleman. Win in Rome with Stuart Rome. The Woodhouse Baseball is a great show. We have a show with Austin Hanks, plays with Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top. We do a Damon Johnson show that runs 5 days a week. We get some killer shows, like 12 or 13 different shows. They run almost every hour on the hour every day, starting at 9 o'clock. And then, of course, wherever you listen to your podcast, Tony Curry Radio Podcast, we're on every major indice out there. We have over 1,000 shows on Tony Curry Radio and our podcast series, so get out there and check it out. I promise you, you'll find something on our Tony Curry Radio Podcast Network that you'll absolutely love. Have a great night. Bless you. Love you. And rest in peace, Jeff Beck.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.